Welcome to the Builders Podcast, a production of the Lauronson Center for Faith and Work at Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota. This podcast features the stories of builders, people who get their hands dirty making organizations, movements, and businesses. Today's conversation is with Amy Longton. Amy is the founder and CEO of Tech for Kids. She's also the IT director at the Fargo Park District. I first came across Amy and her work once again through Startup Brew and offered by our great friends at Emerging Prairie. So many great stories that come out of that space. And Amy's organization, Tech for Kids, is a nonprofit that provides the necessary software and technological tools needed to support a remote academic learning environment for kids to succeed. Really, the whole model that you'll hear about in just a minute is for that Amy takes tech that's usually a couple years, maybe 3 years old, off of the hands of businesses and other organizations, and then repurposes them for kids in need of educational technology. And Amy is herself a highly accomplished person within the tech space, and so has all sort of the background knowledge to make this happen. And it's a powerful nonprofit. It's a powerful Fargo Moorhead story, and it fits so squarely within the kind of narratives that we're trying to tell here within the storytelling space that we're trying to create here on the Builders Podcast, and part of the Lauronson Center's programming more broadly, where we're really trying to think through these questions of how do we build a more trustworthy world. How do we lift up the stories of people who are doing precisely that? And Amy and her organization, Tech for Kids, is working along very similar lines. So I think you all are going to enjoy this conversation. Don't forget to share this episode with somebody you might think is interested in it. And also, make sure to visit the Lauronson Center at lauronsoncenter.com and sign up for our newsletter so that you can get updates on our upcoming programming. Thanks again, and enjoy the conversation. Amy Longton, thank you so much for being part of the conversation.
Yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. We first met at Startup Brew, two weeks ago.
Yeah, two weeks ago. It would have been March 8th,
yes,
actually. Yeah.
Right. And I was just so moved by not just the presentation, but really the heart behind it. And of Tech for Kids. So tell us just a little bit about that project, its history, and then what you're up to.
Right. Okay. So Tech for Kids kind of was born during the pandemic. It all started around a bonfire, conversation around a bonfire, really. Uh-huh. And I was speaking with another IT professional from a small town that had to get all these laptops ready for children to use at home when, you know, the whole world shut down and all these children had to, you know, do remote work from at home or try to do schooling from home. And she had to get 50 laptops ready. And she's from a smaller school, 400 students total, K through 12. And I thought, my gosh, that many laptops, just think what the need would be in Fargo Moorhead. So I then decided, hey, I'm going to start a nonprofit. I just had this thing in my head, like, why aren't we using used technology from companies that have laptops sitting on their shelves? Because I know this happens. It's usually at every 3 year cycle that people kind of go through their equipment. That's when the laptops kind of get replaced. It's kind of like on a schedule. And but those laptops aren't necessarily bad. They're still usable. They're still a great tool for a child to use at home for remote learning, for mental health tool, just to look up homework help, anything. So after that, I kind of reached out and used my sources of people I knew, my networking groups. I was in the Women's Leadership Program and graduated in 2018 with that. And that's the North Dakota Women's Business Center. And I reached out to them.
Yeah, I reached out
to them. And they kind of gave me the steps of what I needed to do to get this rolling, to make Tech for Kids a nonprofit. And they really helped me find the resources and tools I needed. Started from there. Then I applied to the Impact Foundation for them to be a fiscal sponsor. That means they just bring me on. They help me out with my accounting needs. That's where we house the laptops after we get them loaded. They're put in there for people to come and pick, you know, pick one up. So then it's a central location for everybody to kind of go to and pick up the laptops. So they kind of do all my legwork that, you know, I've never ran a, you know, a nonprofit before. So how do, so they're just helping me navigate through this process to really make it more, you know, go big and be effective. So,
well, and you are yourself an IT professional,
yes,
kind of by training.
Right.
So part of your insider knowledge of how these cycles work and sort of where the tech is going comes from your own professional background.
Right.
And you continue to work in that space, I understand. And so you're really building this nonprofit on the side.
Right. It is definitely a side job. And the volunteers that we have too are, you know, a lot of us are working mothers, you know, we work 40 hours a week, and then we you know, this is 100% volunteer. So we just do it on our side, you know, at nights, on the weekends. You know, just the other night, I was training in a volunteer, Sam Davidson, on how to put a hard drive in and also reload the laptop. So then she took that home and took five home with her, reloaded them, and those are ready to go now too. So then she checks them in, and we just have a whole process of how we reload them. So
wow. And talk about some of the early challenges. So you had this dream, right? And then you think, well, I can actually do this. I'm going to build this nonprofit.
Right.
What were some of the early challenges that you experienced?
Some of the early challenges really was just kind of navigating through and figuring out, how do we make this the most effective? How do we make it where we get the laptops, you know, establishing partnerships with people, with companies, and reaching out to the companies and getting the laptops? That was the most challenging thing at first, was kind of just finding some companies that would be willing to donate a group of laptops or work with us. And now we're doing really well with our name getting out there and people reaching out to us, companies, and wanting to make that partnership of their old equipment. A lot of times we'll get laptops, you know, donated without hard drives because they're worried about, you know, data specific,
proprietary.
And you know, that's where some of our funding dollars will then go, is buying hard drives for these laptops that come without them. A lot of times laptops will come without power cords or certain things like that. And then we'll have to buy a power cord for that laptop. You know, hey, I have a laptop, but it doesn't have power cord. So, hey, we'll take it as long as, you know, as long as it has that stipulation. It can't be more than 5 years old. Okay. We're typically seeing the things that are a little bit older that are harder to work on, get together. You know, a lot of times we're spending a lot more time kind of adding RAM and trying to make it functional for a person to use. So we don't, we shy away from anything older than 5 years. Plus, we need to have Windows 10 on them. You know, a lot of times people donate something, hey, I have a laptop, it's been in my closet for 10 years, you want it? And it's, no, we can't really use that because it's got an old operating system on them, and a lot of times they're really slow. So
what you're saying is my Windows XP.
that's
what you're looking for.
That would be kind of hard to work on, actually. XP, wow.
I know, I remember the days.
Yeah, I know. That was a good operating system, too.
It was a good operating system.
And then they tried 8,
Rebellion all over the place.
It was. And then 10 came out, and 10's been pretty solid.
So if a person were, maybe they're part of a small business or even a larger corporation, they say, wow, this sounds like a vision I want to be part of, how could they kind of get the ball rolling?
Right. All they need to do is really contact me. We have email address, we have a website, we have our Instagram and Facebook pages. You can message us there. www.techforkidsfgo.com is the website. So they go out there and they have all, that's where all the contact for information is. There's even a tab that says contact us. So I mean,
it is
super easy to get a hold of us. Just do a Google search even, and Tech for Kids, and our webpage will come up, or my name will come up. You know, contacting me directly by email or phone, and we definitely set something up, and we can come to you, get the laptops, we can work whatever works for anybody. You know, we make it very easy. So
Now you have kind of partnerships on both the supply and the demand side. So we've talked a little bit about the supply side, the corporations that give you 3-year-old computers, but then you're actually supplying them, and to whom, I guess, is the question.
So Tech for Kids really focuses on providing laptops for children that don't have means to it in their homes, right? So a lot of times we'll have schools reach out to us, counselors, other nonprofits in our community that have New Age Americans that, you know, not necessarily have that technology at home. And therefore, a lot of times they're trained on how to use the laptop before they're issued one, right? So a lot of times they don't even know how to use a laptop, a lot of these children. So they get trained in on how to use a laptop to effectively use, you know, do their homework, research things online, just all the things that you would need for a laptop, write a book. One child that we gave a laptop to, he was so grateful and he just hugged that laptop and he just had a tear in his eye and he was so, so, so happy to have something where he could finally write a book. He says, I'm going to write my book. So, you know, and it's just things like that. That's the whole reason why, right? My kids are fortunate. You know, I'm a woman in tech. I have a lot of technology around and they have means to it all the time. But you think about it, there's a lot of children in our community that do not. And so that was the whole reason of why Tech for Kids was born. And it just giving back to the community, it just, it's something in the universe that it just feels good, right? You get a great feeling back of what you're doing to make a difference. Small or big, it's still making a difference. So,
and it really is a kind of access question, right? Because I have young kids as well, 8 and 3.
Yeah.
And just so much communication happens, you know, now between the teacher and the parents online. And then I guess in the COVID days, there was a lot of learning itself.
There was, yes.
Happening. And I guess that's probably still happening in a lot of cases. Huh?
It is. On snow days, they have this thing called, you know, snow day e-learning, right? But we have just packets. But I've heard from others that, you know, like the other schools, they actually have online, the teachers online, and they're having to sit in a class or sit online, right? Yeah. Now, doing that on an iPad can be a little cucumbersome, right? It's just not as easy as if you had a laptop to actually type and have open the camera, all the things. And we're finding that kids are preferring a laptop over the iPad, you know, to do schoolwork, to do things like that, because it's very hard to do any kind of schoolwork or look up things on an iPad. If, you know, I mean, I rather have a laptop, right, to do work on than an iPad. It's just more user friendly for them to do.
It reinforces the typing skills too.
Right.
Even though the keyboard is a pretty old technology, it remains. I think
crucial.
The most efficient.
Well,
right?
It remains crucial. I mean, we have to know how to type on a keyboard in order to communicate, right? So it's very, very beneficial as they also learn how to use it and type on the laptops too. So
one of the things I really appreciated about your presentation and then just hearing you now is that there's just this, seems like such a deep personal connection to this project.
Right.
And I just wonder, where does that come from in you, like that desire to want to give in this particular way? Because it's hard work that you're doing, and it takes away from a million other things you could probably be doing as a parent.
It does. You know, there's been times where it's gotten hard, right? I will admit, it gets hard because, you know, I have two girls. I have a demanding job. You know, I'm doing all these things. They're in sports. They're in activities. And then to try and get Tech for Kids, you know, steering in the right direction, keep it going, keep it alive, keep it growing, it can be challenging. But, you know, there's that desire in me that I'm not a quitter. You know, I'm going to make this flourish. I'm going to see that tech gets into these kids' hands. Actually, anybody that needs this tech, right? I want to get it into their hands so that everybody has that advantage that others may not, right? So it's just important and crucial to me because technology is not going away, right? It's our future. And we really focus on trying to get this as many people's hands as possible across the state, even in other states, would be wonderful, you know, have a chapter in each state providing this technology for children. So
as a founder of a nonprofit, you are very skilled at telling people what you need.
Yes.
Right? And by nature, and that's good. That's part of part of how we as a community get to contribute to the mission that you've set out for us. And it really is a beautiful mission. So what are the things that this particular audience that you would want to say, these are our big needs right now. This is how you can contribute to this.
Right. Our big needs right now are trying to recruit some more volunteers. You know, we We're always looking for volunteers to help out. Come on, help out with a laptop reload, or even spreading our mission, right? Just sharing our mission, sharing a post of one of our things when we're looking for laptops. We're looking to partner also with companies, more companies that would like to donate their used laptops, right? So just having the users of... going to their companies and asking, hey, their IT departments, what do we do with our old equipment?
Yeah.
You know, I know of this nonprofit, Tech for Kids, that takes them, for free, right?
Right.
They don't have to pay for recycling them or disposing of the batteries. We will come get them for free and get them and help. They're also then helping their community, right? They're helping a child's life. So it's just having that word get out and kind of making some strong partnerships with some companies in town to have that continuous donation.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about the benefit that this service would be actually to the companies and organizations that are donating.
Right.
Because they have to deal with that, getting rid of that tech or whatever.
Right, yeah. And they also then get a kind of a tax write-off back. Right. So they'll get a receipt. You know, it doesn't have a dollar amount, but it's just a receipt saying they donated 10, 11, 12, 13 laptops, right? And they can use that, you know, for their organization too. So it just is a win-win and all. So, and then we're helping children, many children in our community with the technology.
Yeah. Amy, just in conclusion, what are you learning about this whole process? Like, what are some of the key bits of wisdom that you might share from somebody who's like yourself in the early stages of building something?
It's just really staying focused, right? Staying on top of your game, being engaging with your volunteers, setting forth like reminders, tasks, and really going forth and having great fundraiser ideas, having a great marketing person to get images and newsletters out there to just show our past donors and people that come on our emailing list what Tech for Kids is up to, right? That's really important because as we donate and people hear about Tech for Kids, they know what it is, right? But what's really engaging and what people find the most beneficial and most, take to heart is hearing our stories, right? Seeing the progress we're making. So it's really important to show and showcase that progress. Always kind of just give the end user, hey, this is what we're doing at Tech for Kids. And because of your donation and because of your shout out, we are making a difference. So,
well, what Tech for Kids is up to is a lot of good.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I like to think that it's great. You know, we also like to preach, you know, internet safety. We have internet safety tips because a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of misuse on the internet, right? Yeah. And children can sometimes get into a bad space or area that they don't necessarily try to,
right.
But because of, you know, reorganized or revamped websites, it'll bring you to something that sometimes is not child friendly or safety. So we like to give tips to parents also on internet safety and how to keep your child safe, to never share any personal information online, never say your name, never say what school you attend, you know, just certain things like that, because there are predators out there and that's what is very scary in this world today, also with having this ease of use of technology. So it's very important to stress that with your children and just always talk to them about online safety and really keeping them safe so that things bad don't happen, you know?
Yeah. It's good advice for, I think, any adult who has a kid in their life that's engaged with different kinds of tech.
Yeah.
So, Amy, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me and stopping by today. I appreciate it.
This podcast is a production of the Lawrenson Center for Faith and Work at Concordia College. To learn more about the Lawrenson Center, visit our website at lawrensoncenter.com. Thank you for listening.